much. I have made some because my mother-in-law taught me. But most of it was liquid. It looked like black molasses. Have you ever seen them black molasses? Have you ever know what blackstrap molasses is?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. That's what it looked like. It was nearly that thick when it would come out. And we'd have to go out and empty it. So, well, you had to put it in those big iron pots, don't you see? Because it was lye. It was just like this lye you buy. And when we got a big pot full enough to cook, well, we'd put our meat scraps in there. And the lye'd eat them up. And then usually you could make it in bars like that, and you could cut it just like the old P&G sauce. But usually it was liquid. It looked like jelly, thick jelly. And that's what we washed with.
Okay, the top of the house?
Top of the house was built just, well, it was straight across here. It was straight, it was just a straight house like that, I reckon you'd call it.
Uh-huh.
And far as much attic or space up in there, I don't know how, I don't remember, and I don't know now. I don't think there was much, because they weren't built so high, don't you see? And I...
They had those old wood shingle roofs?
Yeah, uh-huh. They didn't draw them, instead of making, they'd draw the shingles, because they had a thing that made their own shingles, too, don't you see? Made their own shingles. Well, then they did everything, but, and of course, they had to plane the lumber themselves they made the house out of, because they didn't have any planer mills. You know, the lumber was rough. So.
And those used to catch on fire a lot, didn't they? How were they catching on fire?
No, they didn't. I don't ever remember. I never remember the fire when I was going up with all the different people I live with.
Okay. Now, okay. Those shingles, did they make a pretty good?
Top. Oh, yeah, they were good. And then they knew how to put them on then. They never leaked. They just, when they would rot or wear out or blow off, they just get up there and, you know, put some more up there.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, some of the nails were homemade nails then, too, don't you see? I imagine that a lot of them made their nails then.
Huh. Did you ever see folks, how would they catch water? Would they ever catch it?
Oh, my goodness, yes, boy. I had barrels and didn't have tubs. I mean, you made the tub. You had wooden tubs, don't you see? No, very few galvanized tubs.
Yes, ma'am.
You'd have things out, round us, you know, to catch water, rainwater, barrels, those big old barrels like...
Uh-huh. Had what, those metal things around to hold them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stairs.
Yeah, what'd you call those metal things?
The stairs are the wooden ones. I don't know what you call those. I don't know what those things are called. Never had thought.
How would they catch the water? It would run off.
You could have a little, they'd make a wooden trough, just about plank about, I reckon, 4 or 5 inches. You know, nail the plank together and put it up, nail it up on your house, and then run into your barrel water. I was thinking such a funny thing happened. My mother-in-law, I had a son, I reckon he's about 5 years, 6 years old, and he left to go over there. They live right over here. And so once he was over there, and she had, that's just about 6 years ago, and she had tubs. She bought galvanized tubs and sat and caught ringing water. And he went over there to spend the evening, and when his granddaddy brought him home, my dad-in-law, he had on his undershirt, this 5-year-old boy, and I said, well, William, what in the world happened to you? And Mr. Lewis says, he backed up and fell in one of them tubs of water. I said, a lot of funny things happen when you raise children, isn't it? I said, I would love to have heard my mother talk with that 15 that she had.
Yes,
she had 8, but 7, I say, had 8.